recorded live.
Another episode of the virtual talk show produced by Head of Household. We come your way every Tuesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And we also have a show for the women in your lives that features three female moderators and runs tonight at the exact same time with the exact same topic. You can get more info about either show by visiting our website, householdstress.com. Again, that website, householdstress.com. Listeners can participate in either one of our live weekly talk shows by calling in or logging on to householdstress.com from your personal computer as an anonymous guest. Phone lines are open right now, fellas, but this show is strictly for men only. So to all the guys out there, please dial 724-444-7444, then 598-98-POUND. Finally, £1 for your pen. So call in and let your voice be heard on the hottest talk show in America. Now, we have a couple rules, and they are absolutely no profanity and no politics. More importantly, no racial stuff. This show is apolitical, race neutral, so that we can make sure that any man can feel comfortable on our show. And furthermore, fellas, this ain't Bible study. We want you to just come, be able, you know, just to come as a man, and that's basically it. And the virtual talk shows always present the hottest topics for discussion, and tonight is no different. Tonight's topic is... But you say he's just a friend. Friendships with the opposite sex. This topic was actually suggested by a regular participant, Mr. Peyton, a while back, so I put it in the rotation for this evening. My name is Rodney, and I'll be your pilot, your painter, and a ventriloquist for the evening. More on that later. I've got a lot of material, and the hope is that I can get this plane off the ground and ultimately land on a safe conclusion by 11 p.m. This is a fluid conversation, so if you do have something to say, please, please feel free to do so. Or if you just prefer to listen, that's fine, too. And I do still have this. That's the seatbelt sound when you're on an airplane. When you hear that sound, it means to take your seat and buckle your seatbelts because it's about to get a little bumpy. That sound is just to put you on notice that it might get a little uncomfortable. And fellas, I'm predicting that there's going to be a whole lot of turbulence tonight. But please try to hang on until the end because you'll definitely want to hear the conclusion to this episode. All right, with all of that said, let's get started. Define friend. Define friend. Y'all know we start the same way all the time.
It's you know what friend is, man. It's that person that you you put your trust and faith in. Someone real close to you.
All right, good words, good words. Anybody else want to take a stab at what is a friend? Define friend. Anybody? All right, well, I guess that was a good enough definition. The definition I have is a person known well to another and regarded with liking, affection, and loyalty, an acquaintance or associate, an ally in a fight or a cause, a supporter, a fellow member of a party or a society. All right. Next question. Are there different levels of friendships? And what I mean by that, you know, you got your Facebook friends, your casual acquaintances, your coworkers, just someone you know. Are there different levels of friendship?
I would say by all means. I mean, there's certain individuals that I definitely know that if something were to go down, I could definitely count on them, whether it's a financial means, altercation, something with my family, whatever it might be, I know that. And those are usually people that I grew up with, you know, going back to when we were little kids. And then you think about, like, friends that, you know through acquaintances, you know, you think about friends that you know through maybe sports team rec leagues and stuff like that. people that you actually will bring back to your house and they know where you stay, and others that don't, you'll meet them out. So, yeah, you definitely have different levels.
Good words, good words. Anybody else? Different levels of friendship? When it comes to the females, I have, and Facebook, I have a Facebook rule. And if the female was down with the kid Rodney back in the day, I ignore the connection. I don't even go there. You know, it's just a rule that I have. And that's just, you know, just to keep the lines clean. So any, you know, any girl that I used to get down with or like me in whatever fashion, we can't be friends on Facebook. But do different rules apply for old friends compared to new friends? Different rules apply for old friends compared to new friends.
It depends on the person, just like you said.
Okay, what are your rules? What are you? Do you have any rules for old friends versus new friends? Specifically when it's coming to, you know, the friends of the opposite sex.
I don't know, man. I'll be honest with you.
My rule, if I think that I would probably try to sleep with you, we can't be friends.
So that's back to my Facebook rule. Okay.
And so if I message you in the past, just like you said, Rodney, we, you know, then clearly we can't be friends. And, you know, now going forward, this is someone who's clearly attractive. I can't just be friends with this person because I know how my mind is. I'm going to be tempted. You know, I mean, I got a fiance now. So the best case scenario is just, you know, avoid temptation because that ain't going to work.
Good words, good words. Anybody else? You got any rules for old friends compared to new friends? Nobody? Just me? Just me and my man? Okay. Well, I have one simple rule for new friends. And I don't need any more friends. You know, and I can barely spend time or talk to the friends that I already have on a semi-regular basis. So, you know, my rule is that, you know, it's like, you know, see the friendship coming on, it's like, I start to back away because, like I said, I mean, I have so many friends over my lifetime that I barely get to really spend any quality time with. So, you know, I'm looking at it from a standpoint of, you know, how can I give this new friend, you know, my attention when my old friend is not even, you know, getting my attention or whatever the case may be. So, you know, that's my rule. But anybody else got any rules for old friends versus new friends? No? Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to open this thing up a little bit. What about her old boyfriends? Your lady's old boyfriends.
Shut those down a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a done deal.
I mean,
really?
That's the honest truth. I mean, that was back when we was just play dating, you know. It's like, you don't, why you need to talk to them? What they bring to the table? Mm. And then from that, you know, they just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cut them off.
So is everybody in agreement on that? Old boyfriends gone, out of the picture?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with them on that. Ain't nothing. What is there to talk about? What can you possibly talk about but your past relationship?
True.
What else can you talk about? Nothing. Nothing but that. So, nah, that's a done deal.
I know for myself, I mean, I just got on the call and just kind of listening to that. You know, it took me for the longest time to kind of lay off that. I wasn't really jealous, but at the same time, I was kind of skeptical about a lot of things. You got to think, I mean, I'm living in Delaware, you know, small state. You go to Walmart and you can have a class reunion. And, you know, it's one of those things that, I mean, I used to, you know, you get on the court, you play ball, and next thing you know, you find out, oh, man, it's a dude that was, you know what I mean, chatting to somebody, I'm starting to, you know what I mean? So it kind of changes a lot, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I even not knowingly was, you know, kind of acquaintance with some of those dudes that actually, you know, was talking to my, you know, whoever, you know what I mean, my wife now, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of a different thing, you know? Yeah, I mean, we got to the point now where, you know, looking back on it, we can kind of, you know, joke about it or whatever. But, you know, I was on the baseball team in high school, and only two black guys on the team, and she just happened to, you know, went out on a few dates with, you know, with him, and I didn't know this. This was years after the fact, but it was like, whew, man, I got to leave Delaware.
Yeah, especially with the class reunions at Walmart. But I know with my wife, I've never met any of her old boyfriends in any situation because we're from totally different areas. I'm pretty much the same way. I mean, it's nothing, you know, really to talk about. It's nothing to discuss, you know, as far as that's concerned. But does anybody have a situation where your lady is friends with your old boyfriend? Are you cool with it, with her old boyfriend?
I give her that respect. You know what I'm saying? I can't just, you know, I feel that I'm confident enough that she's not going to go and reminisce about anything like that. So, you know, you do bump into them in the mall Christmas time. I mean, you figure everybody's going to come home then, whoever moved from the state and came back home. You know, you might run into those people. So you gotta be able to maintain your cool, you know, and, you know, we said this before on the talk, you really can't stop who you talk to or who you had acquaintance with in your life and everything. You just got to be able to, you know, they have to be able to respect the bond between you and your wife and not even take it to that reminiscing point. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're high and by, you know, a little two-minute conversation. Hey, how you doing? Oh, this is my husband. You know, got two kids, blah, blah, blah. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get mad at that. You know what I mean? But to you know, run down that last 11 years, you know, of your life, you know, with somebody that you used to be acquainted with, you know what I mean? That's, like you said, there's nothing to talk about that. You know, a high and by is good and sufficient enough for me.
What about going out to dinner?
Going out to the main, come on.
hey, wait a minute now. Old boyfriend flying town, you know, it's in the area. Say, hey.
Yeah, he flew in and took care of whatever he needed to take care of, and he bounced. This is what it goes back to. You know, you might have the utmost trust and respect for your wife and her decision-making, but a dude is a dude, and we've already put out there the fact that we don't trust ourselves in some capacity to speak to old girlfriends or whatever. So why am I going to trust this man to be able to speak essentially to his old girlfriend, which is my wife? Come on.
That
doesn't even make sense. Because here's the thing. Just like I'm now married to her, and I find her attractive, somehow he messed up along the way, and he's not with her, but he probably wants to reminisce.
Well, that's why you gotta limit that high and by, man. It's 2 minute max. That's it. You know, you can't take that into a, you know, a long drawn out conversation. You know, or hey, I'm in town. I just came back. You don't need to go that route. You know, even, you know, hey, keep it going. Like, you ain't got to keep out of stride. You know,
yeah.
Keep it walking as well.
Y'all remember that scene in Soul Food where the dude was talking about Nia Long, and he was like, we used to call her Cola.
Yeah, you saw what happened to him.
Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, he was just going like, yeah. I mean, that was a wild scene.
I've kind of been stuck in that predicament before, you know what I mean? Like, you get around people, like I said. I mean, I live in that small of an area where it can happen. You know what I'm saying? It can happen. We know the same people, went to the same high school. You're going to run into those same people, you know, and you just might have that conversation. Next thing you know, it's like, whoa, you talking about somebody I'm dating right now. You sitting back like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, we had this talk about, you know, last week on the talk. You just start playing stuff in your mind that you don't want to play.
Exactly.
You know, you start like, hold up. Okay, so how long did y'all date?
Right.
Then you got to think, like, okay, so you weren't no virgin when we met, so now, look, you got a visual picture of this cat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, I got to remove myself from this basketball game. I got to go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can predict that if I ever, you know, had the opportunity to meet, you know, one of my wife's old boyfriend, that would just be really uncomfortable for me. I mean, because like y'all say, it's like, okay, Okay. What's up, bro? Yeah. You know.
But you're sad about being friends, though. I'm like, okay, being friends mean like Facebooking, and they calling me up when they come into town. Just running into somebody in the mall is kind of different. It's like, if I don't end on a bad note, I can run into somebody in the mall, ex-girlfriend, or she runs into ex-boyfriend, just kind of hold a conversation and just keep it moving. But
yeah.
Friends, like, hey, okay, you know, Terry's coming into town, you know, you might I go to lunch with him, hang out, that's a different story.
Yeah, good words. And that's what I wanted to talk about next, fellas, is what about your old girlfriends? Now, do y'all have the same policy? Or are some of y'all still hanging on, you know, as friends with your old girlfriends? Or your old jump-offs?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have the same policy for myself. Because I do trust myself to make the right decision. And it's like what's just said. You know, I actually ended terms with a lot of these girls on good terms. And, I mean, they actually have been productive in my, you know, development and doing things and helped me out with networking and some connections and stuff like that. And I just never put myself in a situation or allowed the conversation to even go in that direction. I think it's more of a mutual respect that we have for one another. And I think you're able to tell who's able to, you know, definitely go along with that mutual respect and who's not. Now, those that I know that aren't capable of doing it, yeah, I don't talk to them. But those that I know are capable of, you know, we can get on the phone, I can talk to them, this, that, and the other. Yeah, I mean, I got their numbers in my phone right now.
My thing with that is that, you know, you may kind of listen to that. You know, we may not end on bad terms and everything, and, you know, may not have been a bad breakup. But then on the other side of that, that dude in the mall that's your spouse or your girl's ex, and they didn't end on a bad relationship. You know, you start to sit back, especially as a dude, thinking, okay, so what happened to y'all? If y'all didn't end on a bad note, you know what I mean? And you got, let's be real, we think like men. We're sitting there saying, okay, so would there ever be a possibility? Would you ever, you know what I'm saying? Like, he come into town, he say, hey, you know, hey, let's get together. Let's, you know, talk a little bit, go, you know, get a bagel, get some coffee, whatever. You know, if they didn't end on a bad note, like, then you start to kind of play that out, you know. And that's how I did. I mean, it took a while for me to kind of, especially with everything that went on with me, you know, my previous marriage, it just took me a while to kind of get that under grasp. So, I mean, I was, you know, running with these people, you know, chatting with them, talking to them, and, you know, seeing them in the mall, seeing them in the store and things like that. It took me a long while to get over that. And it was almost detrimental to the point where we almost broke up, and it just wouldn't have been 11 years later between us. You know, so I kind of had to get that under wraps. So, man, it's kind of hard for, you know, for a man to find that to be easy. You know, it's not easy.
Well, what about? Go ahead.
I don't see nothing wrong with having a female friend as long as y'all on the same level. Like I got a friend. I got a female friend. She lives in Florida, but I never looked at her like that. I mean, I discuss my business with her like a friend, and she would give me sound advice. If y'all on the same level mentally,
yep,
you know, you can have that relationship. You know, if you got a mature, strong, self-confident woman, like my man was saying previously, it was good terms, like he can network with them, and they do research for him or whatever, then you can have that friendship. But when you got them ones that's looking like, man, I mean, you got that physical attraction there, then you got a problem. But if you got somebody on the same level that's mature enough to understand, okay, I'm married. Because that Facebook thing, and that's a lethal thing there too. That's why you put your married. And I'd have some hit saying, hey, Glenn, you're looking good. You still look the same from X amount of years ago. Are you married? And the first thing I said, yep, oh, I figured that. And that'd be the end of that. But you, if you can find someone, and I got a friend right now, like if I go to Florida, my wife well aware, I could probably go and stay at her house. I done drove a car when I had to go down there and take care of business, and it's no problem because she know I got a wife. I call her, yeah, oh, I got a little son. You know, oh, you're looking good. I mean, that's a true friendship where they respect you and whoever's in your life. That's the difference. That's a friendship. Because you can't tell me you're my friend, because if you disrespect my wife, you disrespect me. And I would never cross the boundaries. Like, and she said, oh, yes, you know, she's in the church. She ain't been seeing nobody. She said, oh, yeah, I met a cop friend. Oh, really? Well, just make sure you tell him about me that I'm your friend. You know what I mean? That, you know, so it wouldn't be no problem you calling. And my wife knows, you know, oh, yeah, I talked to Dots. You know, she's that's a friend. That's a friend. But if you start having ulterior motives behind it, and you have it, like our conversations on the surface, or either like from a woman's point of view, you know, like, how would you handle this? You know, I don't understand, you know. And some women respect you more for being straight up and forward. And true to you, I don't have no hidden agenda. See, I can't sit there and say, you're my friend. I can't have a woman that's going to be in my life that I look like that way. It ain't a friendship. It's either a jump off or a booty call. It ain't no friendship. And you can't say that's a friendship. You got hidden agendas behind that. I mean, like, I can call her. Like, you know, when I get in a situation, she right there. Oh, I done prayed for you when I go through. Oh, let me call my brother on the phone from Carolina. Wait, we going to pray together. You know what I mean? Things going to get better. That's a friend to me. Never looked at me sideways. Never looked at me no other way. And I'm not bad on the eyes for a dude. You know what I mean? I ain't going to lie. And she never came on. And that's a friend. And we'll be friends to the end. My wife understand that. Now, I don't know if I can reciprocate that. Now, maybe she might got some old friends from high school or whatever, you know, but maybe it depends. But see, I trust my wife. But see, it goes to the morals and values. If you trust your person and you know what you got and your business is taken care of, some guys is on the up and up. Just true friends that just like you for who you are. Maybe I ain't run across many, but it might be some.
But you know what is an important part of that is the fact that you said you don't know if she has some old friend from high school. If you knew at the beginning of your relationship, if she put that information out, you see what I'm saying? Then right. You wouldn't have any issues about worrying about who is that real good friend.
Exactly. Right,
you knew, your wife knew exactly who your friend was from jump, from the beginning. You can't come in the middle 5 years, 6 years, 10 years in a relationship and say, oh, you know what, I had this friend that was from high school.
Right. Oh, no, I ain't going to try that. That ain't going to work. No, you
right. But should she have to disclose all of her male friends to you? Should she have to do that?
Absolutely.
If I'm her husband, I want to know the history. See, because that starts and that tells me a whole lot. Because, see, when I first meet a woman, I want to know who you dated, what type of dude you dated, and all that. Because, see, that gives me a general picture of the type of individual you are and what you're attracted to. You know, you're right. You got to put the cards on the table. Ain't no we pop up at the mall and, like, this dude, like, hey, so-and-so, hey, Pookie, who am? Who am? I've been around 21 years. I ain't no either. Hold up.
Never seen him.
Yeah. Well, I ain't never seen him. I ain't never heard you mention his name or nothing. We got a problem.
But, yeah, because what other information could she be with them?
You know, I mean, I did that with my wife now. You know, the very first time I met her, she came to the house. And, you know, it was like, all right. I kind of put my history out there first because I knew that I probably carried a little bit more baggage than she did.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those things like, look, you know, I have a 3-year-old daughter. Like, I can't go, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years and let her say, you know what, I do have a daughter. You know what I mean? That would just change the whole scope of things. So I kind of put, you know, the information that was very pertinent, that was the most important out. You know, she didn't have to disclose to me, you know, who she did, living in a small town. You know, I didn't need to know all of that. You know, eventually I found out myself just by the process of elimination. But, you know, it was one of those things like, okay, I don't really need to know your history. You know, this is us right here now going forward. You know, but at the same time, if you do have that real good friend that you call, like, your best dude friend, that information needs to be disclosed because then I get to meet that individual and say, well, look, this is my thing now. I'm here. You know, she can have a good friend, good talking, you know, chat, you know, get together, go buy my Christmas present, go buy my birthday present. But that information needs to be disclosed at the beginning of a relationship and not in the middle because that ain't going to work.
So does everybody believe that we should have to disclose all of our female friends?
I mean, what is this, kindergarten? Excuse
me for cutting y'all off. I believe if there's a possibility that you might run into him. Like, if y'all lived in the same city or the same town, oh, yeah. Because, see, I don't want to be somewhere and I'm one place and this man looking over and saying, yeah, boy, I used to tear that up. Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know what I mean? No. And I don't want to be in the dark and sitting there and walking past somebody down the street they used to date. I want to at least know a face or know a name or something. You ain't going to. Now, if he's somewhere on the other side of the world or I'm here and he in Texas or California, I can care less, out of sight, out of mind. But if we in the same city or something and we travel, like we go out to the mall and so and so, I ain't going to go to the mall and be like, hey, Pookie, how you doing? You standing there like, and then all of a sudden, as soon as you step off, first thing you're going to look at your wife and say, who that? Oh, that was an old friend. Well, I ain't never heard of him.
Your old female friends, your old jump-offs and, you know, all those folks? I mean, should you have to disclose, especially if they still, you know, say they live on the West Coast, we on the East Coast, if they live on the West Coast, should you have to disclose that friendship to your lady?
Go ahead.
You're all right, man. I was just going to say,
never run into her.
Because you would never, like, if she's on the West Coast and you on the East Coast, unless you have business, just like my man said, going down the floor, unless you have business over there where you constantly are over in California, you're going to have to disclose something.
Right.
You're going to have to disclose something. You know what I'm saying? You know, women intuition is a strong, strong thing.
You ain't said nothing but a word. You ain't,
know what I mean?
You ain't got to throw the lie.
You know what I'm saying?
And say that you, even though she may be all the way out on the West Coast, you probably need to go ahead and just bring up the name and at least reference the person. Because if you're playing them odds.
Yep.
Playing them odds of we're never going to cross paths, never going to happen. Somewhere that you don't expect it to happen, you will be in Orlando at Disney World with your will run into her with, I don't know, her husband and kids or something. And before you know it, you're doing the introductions, you're doing whatever, you're talking. Cutting her eyes at you, and she's doing that intuition that y'all just mentioned, and bam, she was like, but I asked you back in 88, did you have any? No, well, I never brought up because, I don't even know why she was in Orlando. She was in the bathroom.
Oh, Lord.
You know?
And not only if you got a friend that you need to explain it, you need to give a little history, a little insight, so they'll feel a little more secure. Because
they'll ask you for history anyway, whether you don't give it or not.
Oh, yeah. You better come right. I learned that a long time ago, and I grew up around in the neighborhood where we was close-knit. And one girl, I grew up with her. She was my neighbor. Knew her since kids. So I was with my wife. We wasn't even married yet. So the girl said, she smacked me on my butt. You know, just jokingly, I knew it was a joke. And I knew it was never... My wife got wind. Well, we was my girlfriend. She said, "Hold up, I think she needs to know who I am." And she said, "You better go in that house and get her." Now I'm spraying. Nah, this is a girl. That's like somebody you grew up with all your life. You don't even look like that. Y'all more like sisters than brothers and sisters because y'all in the hood. It's probably your boy's sister, but you know how you joke. So no, I clarify all things, eliminate all possibilities. I put the cards on the table. You'll save you a whole lot of drama.
Yeah, yes. You said something interesting there, and I want to know this, fellas. Does the whole friendship conversation change once your lady gets promoted from your girlfriend to your wife?
Well, does the conversation change? What do you mean? Like you're not really.
Like,
well, you got to elaborate on that some more.
Should you go into some more, as the brother says, some more disclosure? You know, because when they're just our girlfriend, we don't really, you know, we're not really, yeah, you know, there's Tracy, I used to hit that, you know. We're not going all down the line. But once they get, you know, maybe it's fiancé level. You're like, you know what? Yeah, me and Tracy used to, yeah, you know, I mean, that's what I'm getting at. Does it change, you know, as the relationship progresses, does the conversation around friendships change, or y'all are saying that it should be straight up front?
You better do it up front, because you get all this fiance and you just then disclosing it, then that's not going to be, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, you done already violated the trust level right there.
I mean, it's like you, and then you get all the conversations, well, guy, we've been living a lie.
Yep.
And, of course, in your mind, you're like, what are you talking about? But in their minds, it's like, man, you could have told me this a long time ago. We would have moved on and blah, 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 blah. But here we are now engaged or married or whatever, and now you finally disclosing what you used to do with Tracy or what Tracy used to do for you.
Mm.
And then they know how they'll do it. They'll run in and be like, and I've been staring all up in Tracy's face, and she knew the whole time, but I didn't know nothing, and she probably thought that I was what? You'd be like, come on, man, it's not even that deep. You better disclose it at the beginning.
And then it'd be like, well, what else is you hiding?
Yep, there it is. How many more out there smiling in my face?
brothers on the phone, we all know that we don't have a complete draft of our story. We got rough drafts.
Oh, yeah.
It's write it out, delete it. Page is missing.
You know, that's why, you know, I mean, if you're going to be real, you're going to have to be up front. I mean, it's going to be up to them whether they're going to continue the relationship with you or not.
Right.
I mean, when it comes to that fiancé level, there should be nothing else to disclose. You know what I mean? It really shouldn't be anything else.
Good words. Well, let me, yeah. Y'all listen to this real quick.
Man, because, I mean, this girl I used to date, man, she look like Halle Berry, man.
Does the level is the level of the old girlfriend's attractiveness a determining factor on whether the friendship remains or not?
Yes, for sure.
Really?
Yes.
Talk to me.
Well, first of all, once they look good in your mind, it's like an ego booster. First of all, because you're like, man, yeah, she bad, man. You know what I mean? And even though your wife may be, you know, not bad on the eyes, but you mean, and that's dangerous too. See, when you got them looking good like that, that's hard to keep a friendship like that, boy. That's hard.
Yeah.
You got to be a special kind of guy to have a girl. If she's looking like Halle Berry or looking drop dead gorgeous, and you tell me something, yeah, you know, she's old friend, but your wife, just that day, your wife might give you a hard time, and you going looking at her, and she's fine. Yeah, but that's hard, boy. I commend any man that can do that. I commend him, unless his wife is just as equal. But that's hard to even maintain a friendship with a woman that looked that fine.
Yeah, you can't. That's rough.
That's best. That's, and I ain't tell you the one I was talking about. My friend, she ain't bad on eyes, but she ain't one that even if I was a single man that I would choose to. See, I couldn't do it.
So you're saying if you can help it, you should not be close friends with attractive females. If you can help it, no matter whether they're single or married, you just.
Because we all got a weakness. I wouldn't care what it is. All she needs to do, especially if you had a past, some sort of past or a close relationship with her, I mean, or a good friendship, that's hard, man. That's hard. Because, see, it's going to be hard to separate the friendship from the physical attraction.
Because
as soon as you look at her, you're like, man, she fine. Boy. And then on top of that, if she's your friend, that means she can listen to what you're saying. So that's a double plus. Man, that'd be hard, boy. I ain't gonna lie. I can't say it no more. I can't stress that. You got to be a strong dude, or you got to be, something got to be wrong with you, you know, to pull that one off.
Just like we said last week, how we got to stay at the club. You got to stay at the mall, too, because you got to have official blinders on. I mean, you really do, especially, you know, you see her. It's like, and you got to think that the girl that you with now and the wife that you with now, you have to also know where they came from. What kind of relationship were they in before? Because if they have a complex where they felt like they weren't appreciated enough for as far as confidence or look-wise, and they find out that you got this friend who is, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's just going to throw a monkey wrench in what you're trying to do at that current time. I mean,
Now ask yourself. You think you can be friends with your wife right now? If that's your wife, I'm talking to Rod. If you think you can be friends with your wife?
Nope.
All right, then. That's the answer to the question. First, why I say that, because she's already two steps. She's a listener because she's your friend, so you can talk to her because she's your friend. Then she ain't bad on the eye, so that's a plus. So now if your wife ain't saying she got to be ugly, but if she all right and she have listened to the one that's a fun, because first of all, when they see you talking to her, first thing people say, man, that's your girl. You know, that's your girl. Not that it's your friend. If that's your girl, she bad. And the first thing you going, nah, that's my friend. But in your mind, you going to be like, man, she is kind of bad, though. Then your head going to turn sideways. I'm telling you, because you got an edge, because you got that friendship. That's a hard one. Now, I run away from them. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, the ones that are attractive, I mean, they, you got to watch that, because basically what ends up happening, you find yourself, whether you want to or not.
Yep.
Find yourself basically saying, you know what, I do got this bad friend that I'm hanging out with, talking to, nice people asking me questions, you know, when I'm at the workplace or wherever you talking and chatting with her.
Yep.
At, you know, you like the fact that eyes and heads are turning, you got her conversation.
Yep.
Whether you realize, whether you wanted to be that way or not, you like the fact that you hanging out with this hot woman.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
You gotta watch those, because what'll end up happening is before you know it, sitting there and you starting to think about, you know, just, you know, you know what decision to make, so you always make the right decision. But as we talked about on this call with being on, you know, Christian men and men of faith, once it starts creeping into your mind, you in trouble.
You think long, you think wrong.
I mean, you in trouble.
Well, but can you focus your mind not even to think that way? I mean,
come on.
I mean, we talked about it last week. How to stop the affair before it starts. I mean, one of the things
you're dealing now with just basic common genetics. I mean, and just men and women and pheromones and hormones and all types of whatever. I mean, you're sitting there and you're talking, you're laughing, she's understanding, you understanding.
Exactly what I'm saying. You said it. And it's human nature. I don't care if it's men or men. You could be around a guy. I'm just using a guy. And it's human nature. If you've been around someone long enough, you're going to draw feelings for them. If you could be around a boy, and because you ran your boy, this guy all the time, you're going to start to like him a little more. You're going to start to like him a little more.
I'm not following you, man.
No. I pitch. I don't catch. I do, but I don't shuffle. No. But I'm trying to say it. It's human nature. No, I'm just saying it's a part of human nature.
General attraction.
General attraction. Just even your boy, you can find someone you just meet, a dude. I'm just using, and you be like, man, this dude cool. And as you get around, man, I like you, all right. You know what I mean? The same thing. And imagine a female. And that's a plus-plus because she's a female. And then you like, man, is she fine, too? And like you say, I could talk to her, too. And she going to know what the deal is because you done put it out there. If y'all friends, I'm quite sure she's going to know you're married or if you're dating somebody, how many kids you got. That comes with general conversation. So you feel as though, shoot, she already know what's going on. You know, it's just a matter of the individual. You got to be a strong man to do that. And I don't I can't say I'm to that point yet. So I run away. I don't need that.
I want to take it to the workplace. You know, female coworkers.
Oof.
And you know, would y'all be honest and straight up with your lady, and just tell her, you know, which of your female friends that you thought were attractive, or tell her how many attractive females that you worked with? Would y'all do that? You would?
No, well, first of all, I wouldn't even say anything about the looks. I actually, you know what I mean, I work in a store where, you know, most of us, you know what I mean, I have, you know, 25 to 30 employees under me, and, you know, some of which are female. So, to get this right out of the door, she also, you know, she knows that I work with females. So I just had to take her to the store. I had to bring her where I work. That way she didn't have to have any kind of doubt in her mind. I'm not there for that. You know,
do y'all have some female coworkers that you wouldn't dare be drunk around?
Yep.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Rodney, you need to stop playing, Rodney.
Lord,
I told you I had that five, man, and I want to, you know, on that level, I want to just ask y'all, you know, would y'all have trouble working somewhere where the majority of the women were physically attractive? Now, hold on. Let me paint this picture for you, where the majority of the women were physically attractive.
I'm calling you, daddy.
Stop that.
This bug, he's bugging.
Stop that.
You trying to break up home, boy. You trying to break up home, boy.
Yeah, I'm about to turn it. I'm about to get this off speakerphone. You killing me.
Oh, Lord.
We're gonna need prayer after this one.
Right, seriously. Can you please knock that
prayer
out?
Prayer circle.
Could y'all work at the strip club? At the body shop?
Man, I would own it.
You'd be your best customer.
Well, fellas, would you have trouble working in the body shop?
Oh, yes. I done done it. I done had troubles. I was a mail carrier in an insurance company around all women. And I'm a talker.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are fine.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you, some women don't have no boundaries, man. They don't care. I done had, listen, and I take the fifth if it come up again. Look, I done had them sit right there at my wedding and said, well, I said, well, I'm getting married. Well, this is a wedding present. Listen, come on, dude.
That's going hard right there.
Oh, man, listen, I ain't no saint now. I ain't going to lie, but I wouldn't do it knowing now. If I knew then what I know now, no. Because it's dangerous, man. You got a weakness if you all man anyway. And you got an eye for beauty, because I thought I was an artist for a long time. I said, I got an eye for beauty. I know it. Listen.
We all artists.
Yes, sir. And listen, boy, listen. And then you can get the signals mixed, because, see, then you can cross over that boundary and forget that you can get married or you're married. And then that control issue, because like you say, if you got that fine woman, you looking with that fine, you ain't going to want her to have another friend.
Nope.
That's a male. You ain't going to want to have no other friend, because you're like, man, now you feel like you ready to take it to another level,
right,
just to secure that friendship.
Right. So, you're not going to relinquish your crown.
Exactly.
Your crown right now is real close friend with this super hot woman.
Exactly.
Wearing that with respect.
I'll be honest, this is how bad I am. I have a dude at church who I'm real, you know, I'm cool with him. You know what I mean? That's my man now. I'm almost reluctant to hang out with him because, you know, I got my girl. My girl's bad. His wife is bad too. You know what I mean? They're probably on the same level. I almost don't want to hang out with him because I know my eyes are going to wander and I'm going to look at his wife and I'm going to feel bad. And although my wife and his wife are friends, I'm almost tempted not to hang out with them as a couple just because I think his wife is very attractive.
Yep. But you know what? I hear you with that, because there's times when you go out things and do things with another couple, my wife would come out and I'd be like, you're not wearing that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You need to venture on back in the room.
Uh-huh.
Get something else on. It's not going to be that type of party. She's like, what are you talking about? I wear this all the time with you. But you don't wear it with me when we're going around this other couple with this man there. Okay? That's not going to be the case. You know, that will not be the case. You know, so, yeah, it gets crazy.
But when it comes to friendships, you know, with opposite sex, who's more secretive, men or women?
I would say women.
Women.
Mm-hmm. Women.
And the reason why I say that is because just as much as I like to think that I nip that those male friends in the bud and stuff like that, I mean, women are just so much tighter with their game than dudes. I mean, we...
Yes, sir.
I mean, we'll slip up, make a wrong, you know, we're probably talking about other women in our sleep. Who knows? They are real tight with theirs. And, I mean, yeah, they adhere to what you said, but it's like they, I mean, you just don't know. You have no idea. And what you're saying is, well, not my wife, not my woman. And the reason why you said that is because nothing's ever crossed your path. You like to think you're the super detective. You expect a gadget and you would get it, or you were Matlock or Kojak or somebody. But the thing about it is that they're just that tight with it.
I think they're more in control of their emotions at times than we are. Like,
yep.
They, and I'm talking from experience, because I say some things now and I sit back, man. I say, what? I mean, come on. You know, this is off the record. Like I said, I take the fifth if it come back up again. I'd have been to them. They'd be like, well, yeah, he's going to have a baby. He's going to have a baby shower. And I know darn well like what I just did with them. And they right there collected money for the wife and the kids and bring it to the crib and could sit right there. I couldn't do it. If I knew, no. See, we want to swell up and hold up, you know what I mean, and get all the emotion. We couldn't even be around it. They like that. Like I said, they said, well, just take this as a wedding present. Come to the church and like, yes, thank God they married. And no darn well, just 2 days ago, it was a whole nother story. We couldn't do that. They more in control of their emotions. They don't wear their feelings on their sleeves. Most of them. Some of them can get a little crazy, but we can't do it at all. We can't sit there and know, you know, nah.
Yeah. I want to take it back, step back in that workplace. You know, we started to talk about it a little bit, but I want to get back into the workplace real quick with those females at the workplace. Listen to this.
If I need him to be affectionate toward me and I crave that affection, and that is a need for me, and he withholds that from me. He might leave me open to the coworker that is there who is showing me the affection, and not inadvertently, maybe not even cheat, but now I am in an emotional state or an emotional connection with someone else because I was not having that need met by my spouse.
Is it okay to establish a deep emotional connection with a female friend or coworker as long as you don't ever touch her, kiss her, or sleep with her?
No, that's almost virtually impossible.
That's why you got people at the church.
It's almost virtually impossible.
Yeah, and then the other piece of that, too, is I think that emotional connection with a woman is probably going to be more detrimental than the physical, because here's the thing. If your significant other, whether it's wife, girlfriend, whatever, finds out that you've got an emotional connection, emotional connection with another woman, you're in trouble. I mean, they might can forgive the fact that you might have gotten a little dome in the back room at the Christmas party. They're definitely not going to forgive the fact that you had an emotional connection with somebody. You shared your deepest thoughts, feelings, whatever, and they've been asking you for a year and a half, and you giving them nothing. So that emotional connection, man, that's rough, because
that's
rough. It opens you up for all those other things. Because it's almost like if you have an emotional connection with a woman, it's like you brought out the kryptonite and put it on yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's like once you start getting emotionally connected to a woman, you start letting your own defenses down and your ability to say, you know what, let me pull away. Let me stop. It's like you start saying to yourself, you know what? Well, I need to talk to her a little bit more about this, or pick up the phone and call her and see. And that opens up the door. Before you know it, instead of you running and getting on the phone or hollering at your boys playing basketball or whatever, you over there at a house.
That's why I say it's almost impossible. Because if you establish emotional connection, you just one step away from crossing that boundary.
That's what
and you know what?
Emotional connection is mad deeper than just the physical. The physical is, you know, that can be quick, come and go here and there, bang, bang, and you're done. You're back at the crib doing your thing, back with, you know, your lady. But right. That emotional connection, like you said, that lasts, that lingers. That's a chain between the two people. You know what I'm saying? That's constantly pulling at you. You know
what also happens?
And adds a lot deeper to the situation.
Right, and because of that deepness, that's why I said they're going to be more apt to forgive the Christmas party than the emotional connection.
That's the truth.
What kind of opens up also is the fact that, you know, and I had like a couple friends who, you know, had been in that situation before, is that you start changing, you know, your way of life at home.
The things that
you could possibly fix if you wasn't in this deep connection with, you know, with a coworker or anybody for that matter. You probably take, you know, a couple hours, you sit down with your wife, your spouse, you know, whatever, and say, you know, let's go ahead and work this out. But if you got that deep connection with somebody on the outside who's been listening to you everywhere, you might be speaking ill of your own house
at all
when stuff can be fixed. You know what I'm saying? And then you up here, you speaking bad on your wife, you know, you trying to make, you know, I have my one friend was like, you know, just speaking ill on things. I'm like, oh, you know, it's not that bad. I said, the things that you're saying right now, you know, are really not even true. But in the eyes of this other person, it looks like you got a rough life at home. Like you're not handling, you know, like everything is just not going the way it should normally go in a married household. And I said, I don't know who you're stringing along or how, you know, whatever the case may be. I said, but you're digging yourself into a hole. I said, because you're going to get to yourself to a point where you just might fall in love with this person.
Yeah.
But you still haven't taken care of what you got to take care of the house.
And you know what? Another thing I was thinking about, I think particularly, you know, most, of course, with men, so the physical piece is going to jump out there first. But being a guy and you get an emotional connection with a woman, I think that's... Man, you are locked in.
Yeah.
That woman is now meeting your needs on a whole nother level. It's like, you know, sometimes as men, we like to joke about, yeah, man, I was killing it. I was getting in that back room. That's how deep I was. That's almost what the emotional piece is, like that back room. And when you get past the superficial, yeah, we was just doing our thing and blah, 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 and the physical, and you get to the emotional, you might as well just hang up. Whatever else you have going on, because it's exactly what was just stated. You start changing your home life. You start changing all types of things because you got somebody now that, in even though they might not be your wife, they may not be your girlfriend or whatever the person is in your life, your significant other is, they're giving you something that you feel that you're not getting from that person that's there. And the crazy thing is you're willing to give it to them.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
on the flip side,
for real, on that emotional level, they're speaking to you, the person, not you, the person that people see.
Right,
real,
and that has nothing to do with physical. That has nothing to do with you having sex with somebody.
Yeah,
doing it has not. And I'm for guys, you get an emotional connection, and that's why I think women, when they find that out, they're so devastated. Like, wow, you had an emotional connection with her. Why didn't we have that? And I mean, it's something that they, you know, you when you think about it, you're like, wow, you know, I did give her a lot.
And on that same level,
I'm talking to her about things that are going on, my goals, my ambitions, my desires. You know, I'm working out plans. I'm talking about the future. I'm talking about stuff from the past that I haven't shared. I mean, all types of stuff. That just takes it to a whole nother level. The only reason I can talk about it is because I kind of lived that emotional thing. It's crazy. And it was when I was dating. It was a long time ago. It wasn't with my wife. It was when I was dating. And it's just one of those things where you just say, man, how did I get here? And it is. It starts out because I, like, you know, I said on the call before, them conferences will get you hemmed up. You go to a conference, you know, it lets out. Everybody chilling, mingling at the little after junk social at the bar and getting a little cocked. Before you know, look, business card, bam, bam. Before you know it, y'all just staying connected. And before you know it, you're making up fake conferences and traveling around the damn country.
But along that same level, what time is it? Somebody tell me what time it is.
It is now 10 o'clock, 10:01.
On that same level, I want y'all to just picture what the brother was talking about, but flip it around if the shoe was on the other foot. Let me paint this picture.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Come on in here.
Yes, indeed.
This is the first thing first. Let me hang a second. with your mouth because you cold, man. Man, sit down here. Sit down here. Look, that was what you wanted to do. My first impulse was to run up on
the
ram.
But I too.
About to jam me a flat glass bowl for you.
Yeah.
I ain't want to mess with this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill.
That's right. I chilled.
I chilled.
Then I went to the bank, took out every dime. Then I went and canceled all those credit cards, all your charge counts. Y'all know it. But why I wanted to play that? And y'all know how the rest goes. But what would happen? Check. 10 o'clock. What would happen if you missed her so much that you followed her one day? And saw her and her male friend or male coworker getting cozy. What would happen?
Only two things come to mind. Suicide or homicide.
And you're Christian now. You're Christian.
What two things, brother?
Suicide or homicide.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Or you were staging to make it look like both.
Oh, man. That's
at an emotional level, now you got to do some extra stuff. Pull out all the shirts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So what though, I mean, let's be real about it. I did that. You know what I mean? Men do also have, you know what I mean? We do have our sense of sense of intuition also, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of being in that game, you know, running it from teenagers, getting into, you know, 19, 20, 21, you know what I mean? My mom called it start selling yourself. And we see how the game has been run. And when you meet that significant other, you know, your boo-boo, the one that you're going to, you know, spend your life with, you know what I mean? You start to remember the things that you... And, in my first marriage, not my current marriage now, but in my first marriage, you know, if our brothers have been on the talk before, kind of give the rundown how that went. But after that whole situation, you know what I mean, I did that. You know, I did that, you know, making sure that I was getting into it for all the right reasons, but at the same time, I was doing it wrong. And I did that following thing. You know what I mean? I did that, you know, kind of lagging behind, you know, not really asking what she's going to do, but where she might be. You know what I'm saying? Act like I'm there, but then I end up showing up right where she at. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did that. You know, sometimes it turned out good. A couple times, it turned out exactly like I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it, you know, I'm not that fighting dude, you know what I mean? You know, you want to think that homicide thing, but you know what? You know, people who watch CSI still get caught anyway. So, I mean, you know. But, you know, you get to the point where it's like, you know, you need a boost of pride again. It gets laid down, and then you got to start all over again. It's like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I've done that, man. I've done that stalking thing, you know. I've done, not the stalking thing, but I've done that to where, you know, I got to make sure that this is real or not. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people that came through my life has been phony.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, sometimes it turned out good. Sometimes it turned out exactly what I thought it was going to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good words. But speaking on that same line, you know, with a man, orange juice, he followed her. Listen to this.
Roger sold dope to kids. The world is a better place without him. Hey, this man was the biggest major violator in Los Angeles. I watched that cocksucker operate with impunity for over 10 years, and now I got it. The shit's chess, it ain't checkers.
It's chess, it ain't checkers.
That's right. It's a shit.
No homo, fellas. No homo, fellas. But would you feel threatened or insecure if your wife had a friend or coworker that looked as good or better than Denzel?
Only way I didn't feel that way, if he, I don't want to offend anybody, if he was attracted to what he is, I would never. Now, if he was all man. Oh, no, we ain't going to have that. No, ain't going to happen.
So
Amen.
They couldn't be friends. What if they were just coworkers? What if he was just at the job, Craig at the job, looking like Denzel?
Now, my wife used to work with a dude like that. She used to work with a dude like that. It can happen. Because I was like, why is this dude? Now, he in the office with all girls. And I said, why you let you drive his car? Oh, well, we friends. I said, well, hold up. You know what I mean? Hold up.
You got Denzel Rod driving your girlfriend.
Like, hold up. I'm like, hold up. No, he wasn't driving her around. She was driving his whip.
Oh.
But I'm like, hold up. Hold up. Now, I got to see him myself. Now, I got to hold him. You know, and you know, because they pretty boys, we got to swell up a little bit, bring a little bit of the thug out. You know, you got to bring a little bit of the thug out, the intimidating move, but like, you know, yeah, I'm going to mess that pretty face of yours up. You just don't know. No, but couldn't find out. But then I kept saying, well, maybe he ain't all, you know. But he come to be a friend, and he's a good friend of both of us now. But that's a hard pill to swallow, needless to say. Nah, I don't know. Then again, I think honestly, I think some women can have that type of friendship. I think women can have that type of friendship. If you know your wife, if you know your wife, then I think, or your significant other, then I think you see, we different creatures than them all together. What I choose in a woman, first and foremost, it ain't the looks, it ain't the money, it's the morals and the values. And see, and I know me, I try to push things to the envelope. When I meet a woman, I'm going for the whole nine yards. Now, maybe I might not like when she say no, but in the same thing, I say, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, because then I know that this is something she ain't going to do. See, I test them to the limit of whatever I do. And then I say in my mind, I process and I say, well, it wasn't that easy for me. And I know my game ain't shabby, so, which find out, but I do still have a problem with that, one of them pretty boys. You know, I ain't going to lie, I still have a problem with that. I
don't know. I mean, for me, I think it relates kind of back to what we was just saying about the emotional. I mean, that's, to me, personally, you know what I'm saying, like, that's what would get me more than just a brother being attractive. I mean, it's cats out here all over the world, you know what I'm saying, attractive people, you know what I'm saying, walking down the street.
Right, exactly.
That's Wawa, in the Walmart, wherever, you know what I'm saying, at the workplace, everywhere they go, you know what I'm saying. So you can't avoid that. That's the
right
opposite to try to avoid, you know. Right. So if you're putting a whole lot of eggs in that basket right there, and you're just setting yourself up to be angry and frustrated, you know what I'm saying, the general basis. It's when that line crosses, like we were speaking about, and now it's an emotional thing there. That's when you'd be like, whoa, 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 now the game done changed. You know what I'm saying? Whether the dude is attractive or not, now you're speaking to my wife or my significant other on a level that's mine. That's my level right there. You're not supposed to
right
be up in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you could just be a good-looking cat like that. That don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That don't mean nothing. Because, you know, 9 times out of 10, we all know that ain't what's going to get you, you know what I'm saying, wherever you're trying to go with a woman. You
right
know what I mean? That's only
right
going to start the conversation. The conversation got to continue after that. And that's when
right
things get iffy.
The worst.
That was good. That was good. I agree with you there.
Go ahead.
Hey,
sorry,
can I throw in the monkey wrench right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
So what about when the friend, you and the wife sitting there watching the movie, and the friend called the house?
Wait a minute. First of all, how you get the number?
No, he better not be calling my crib.
He better not be.
No.
I'm telling you, man.
No,
you know,
sir. No, sir.
No.
You can't explain that.
He's a
nothing
friend.
Hold
from
up, hold
your
up
wife's point of view, he's a friend. You know what I mean? He called the house. They sitting there talking.
So that means when he called the house, my man's your friend. What?
He said, "Mommy's your friend on the phone."
Stupid,
hold on, though. But think about it, though. Would you rather have that phone call come to the house,
Or through your mobile device where ain't nothing but other text. You know what I'm saying?
You rather have a house joint. I'm on the mobile device. Don't even worry about the mobile device. The fact is my child now has to say, and their mind, they've got to differentiate between, there's another man calling here asking for my mom, saying that he's her friend. So then I'm coming over saying, who's on the phone? Oh,
Denzel.
It's my new friend Dale.
Denzel. It's Denzel on the line.
You know, it's, I mean, that... Wait a minute, back to the question. How did you get the house number?
They're friends, as brother said. You know, they're friends.
Oh, come on.
They're friends.
He's about to even call it. He better be calling my wife, tell me his mama died or the day lay off at the job or something. It better be an emergency. It better be something where my wife can say, oh, guess what, baby? You know, so-and-so, his mom is real sick. Mm-hmm. And
you better tell him to call back and get on Skype.
I want to see you at the hospital.
Oh, we gonna be at the hospital. We ain't no. Oh, well, I'm going. No, we. What hospital are we going to? Hold on, let me put my pants on. I'm gonna take you, and we gonna go see his mama.
Why do we need to go see his mother? Why do I care? Why do you care that this man's mother is sick? No, I mean no offense or nothing. Nothing like
but what I'm saying is, if he calling my wife, that's the only reason he better be calling. If
that
it's
ain't
a
no
private.
Reason. That ain't even getting a reason for me.
Now don't get me wrong. Now if a friend of mine's called, like I give an example. I got a friend of mine, her daughter just had brain surgery. She called me and she wanted me to come down to the hospital to pray, you know, for a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the hospital and we go pray with a daughter. Now, that's possible. Now, I don't knock that because if you're friends, that's what friends do. You know, you pretty much, you know, what's going on. I don't have a problem with that. I don't, that's the only reason. But just to call just to kick the bobo while I'm chilling with my wife, oh, no. No, that ain't going to happen. It got to be a crisis. You're going to tell my baby, or you know, Erica, you know, tomorrow, you know, we might get some pink slips or something, a crisis or something like that. Yeah, you can call, but just to be calling and say, hey, what you doing? Oh, no. Now, I don't really care about what's going on with his mom, but my point is that if you calling for that, then we go to the hospital together. Yeah, we ain't know you going by yourself. We can go together. Because if it's a friend of yours, he's a friend of mine. That's the way I feel.
Right.
If he could be a friend of mine, she could be a friend of yours. You know what I mean? And ain't no friend that I have, female or male, that can't sit there and I can't sit there and talk to my wife about this friend, or they couldn't just sit and call because it's open. And like I said, what's a friend of mine is a friend of hers. I ain't saying to that level where though my boys or, you know, but my friends call, you know, and I respect because the way my wife carries herself. Yeah, oh, hey, how you doing? You know, most of my friends are married because no single men. No, I don't have no single friends. Nah, we don't even roll like that. And ain't no man coming over my house telling me something. We going to chill over my buddy house. That's out the question. Nah. But that's the
I don't really. The key word you said was open, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got to be open. If it ain't open, that's where you're going to run into them issues. You know what I'm saying? Because if you keeping it open and like you said, you know, these is my friends. They who they are. They could feel comfortable speaking to you or being around you. I could feel comfortable talking to my wife or my woman about, you know, my female friends and vice versa. That's when you're going to run into situations where, okay, we got to understand it and everything is gravy. You know what I'm saying? When people start putting stuff on the bottom shelf, you know what I'm saying? That's when you run into the situations where, you know, like we're talking about, where it's like, hold on now. Why is this cat calling my phone and you look like you're trying to slide off into the kitchen and have a conversation when I'm sitting right here, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that, brother, is basically right where we need to go. Thank you, brother, because I got some audio from the ladies' show on this topic about being open. I want y'all to check this.
And that's
how to stop these feelings from developing.
Well, that's up to the individual who's feeling that way. If I'm having feelings for another man, then and that's not what I want, then it's up to me to communicate that to my spouse of what it is I'm missing that makes that other person more attractive to me. But I think
that was something.
follow through. The marriage is supposed to be a place where we can be open and bear with one another. If I can't go to my husband and trust that he's going to understand me, then we have a communication problem. Because honestly, most of us understand that we're not perfect. And I want the door open so that when my husband is having an urge that something's happening within him, that I want him to come to me. I'd rather him come to me than to go on and continue on with that fact, with his feelings for that other person. You talk about preventing. That's what it's all about. You can't go to your girlfriend and say, I'm having feelings for this other guy. How's she going to stop you from having it?
So by open and honest, you know, y'all say it's cool to just come out and say, you know what, you know, your lady come to you and say, yeah, Denzel at the job, I think he's attractive. Would that be cool with y'all if they just come out and tell you, Craig at the job, I mean, he's muscular. You know, we talking about openness and honesty. Yeah, I mean, is that the kind of honesty y'all are talking about, brothers?
Nah.
No. She's way off beat, man. She's the type that will break up a home, because just from hearing what she's saying, oh yeah, my husband could tell me anything. You'd be like, what? I know I can't tell my wife anything. That's what I'm talking about. What? See, that's the kind of gets you in trouble. She better not come and tell. Now, what I mean by open is, like, oh, this is a friend from so-and-so, you know what I mean? We work together, fine. But I ain't going to dare tell my wife, you know, Doris that work up there in accounting, you know. What? Ain't no way in the world I'm going to tell my wife something like that. Ain't no way.
Double D Doris up in accounting.
Nah, ain't no way. I might as well quit the job. I might as well don't even go back to work the next day. If I do, I bet when I come out that door, I would know my car and my wife out there somewhere looking. No, ain't no way. No, that's a little too off the beat. Some things I think is best left unsaid, but just don't act out on it. You know what I mean? I think that ain't the case. Now, what she should do if she's going to be open and saying she's having an open relationship, instead of saying she having these feelings or this attractiveness, then she need to come to her husband and tell her what he's lacking, that, hey, this is what I need from you. You know what I mean? Because I don't want my feelings to go somewhere else. She need to use that approach, but not use a man and then tell him, you know, first of all, you're going to feel insecure, first of all, and then you're going to question your manhood because you're looking at another man and feel like she's attracted to another man. Then you're going to start looking at yourself. Then you get angry. She must have been around, boy. Listen, she got to put a mouthpiece in when she say it.
Next thing you know, you at GNC getting the creatine and upping your plan.
All of a sudden, you done took the bill money and got a Bally's membership. No. Tell me wrong, baby. I don't want that fried. Just bake that.
Let me let you hear the last 30 seconds of what the lady said. 30 seconds.
Especially bad. And guest four says men can't handle their women being attracted to other men. I don't think it's a good idea to go to them with that.
They can barely handle the fact that you had a man before them.
That's true.
Much less, I like Tyrone at work buying me lunch.
No, we not going to talk about Tyrone. We don't want Tyrone ended up dead.
Exactly.
Tyrone won't be coming into work for quite some time.
Tyrone.
Well, that's the church say amen.
But I think it goes back to what the brother said, somebody said earlier about, you know, we have to trust, you know, that our lady doesn't have feelings for that male friend or coworker beyond just being physically attracted to him. Because like the brother said, that's just the first step, yeah. You know, is the attraction. And then when he starts getting in her ear, it's like, yeah, you know, he's not listening to you. I'll listen to you. Getting on that emotional level, then it's over with. Over with at that point.
Running up a minute.
But that other lady was right when she said she was smart. She must be seasoned because she said, "Nah, you don't tell that. You don't tell it. You Like she said, he Tyrone will wind up dead. He don't even know why. He think he tried to buy a sandwich and he go, his wig split wide open. He don't even know. He go to start a car to blow up. You know, nah.
Earlier in the talk, we can't handle anything. Like she was right on. We can't handle the mess, man.
Nope.
Because we sit there and we start to paint a picture of this dude. We never seen this dude. And then for her to come and be as open to come and say, you know what, there's this brother here, my job, you know what I mean, nice physique or whatever, man, we start painting the picture. The picture don't stay up north, you know what I mean? We don't care how we perform. That's what it boiled down to.
Uh-huh.
So you know what I mean? We can't handle that stuff.
If she comes to you with that information, it's going further than being open. It's almost like it's getting nasty. That's a personal attack, you know, because what they're basically saying is that I'm going to do something to you that I know is going to cause a reaction that I know is not going to be positive. You know, and for a person to basically come out and say, you know, yeah, I'm, you know, such and such at work, and Blake at work is blah, 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 and the reason why I'm doing this is because you're not such and such. I mean, that's rough. I mean, there's certain rules to this and ways that you're supposed to go about carrying yourself within any relationship. And when you think about your marriage, there's a way to be open and honest, but you don't have to do it where it becomes a personal attack on somebody, you know, and makes them feel less than, because that's basically where that's going.
Exactly where that's going.
And I think with the, with the attractiveness, you know, literally that really, it can't go past movie stars and athletes and people on TV. You know,
exactly.
You can't be telling me, you know, the neighbor or the coworker or whoever it is, your boss, it just can't even go that way. But I'm going to spin it around on y'all. What about your lady's ugly male friend, who she absolutely has no interest in? Would you be cool with them being friends since he's ugly?
No.
Why not, bro? You was emphatic with that. Why not?
Nope.
Why not?
What? Are you kidding me? How many times have you seen, men that are like, yo, I don't even think old boy is attractive, and he have a bad girl?
I used to question that all the time, and that's 90% of the time. You see me look like 40 miles of bad road and got Holly Berry stepping out the car.
We already said it earlier. It's about that emotional connection.
Your
wife or your girl, whoever she is, it don't matter what he look like, homie.
And she feel that sense of security because she know ain't nobody going to be attracted to him. So, therefore, she ain't, I really feel like in her mind he going to cheat because, you know, he ain't all that to look at. But like you said, he done got that emotional attraction. Boy, listen, why I couldn't figure that one out to say I'm still trying to figure that out. And I see it all the time. I mean, like, how did this dude get her? I mean, come on, man. He look like death warmed over, and she ain't got a blemish, and she right there. I couldn't figure it out for
next
long.
Time you see him, you should ask him. You should ask him. So, yo, bro, you know, but check it. Staying on topic of friendships with the opposite sex. Does anybody have any gay male friends?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Okay. What about your lady? Is it okay for your lady to have a close gay male friend?
I have to plead guilty on that one. My lady's in the arts, so it seems like all her male friends are gay. They're flamboyantly gay.
So they're no threat?
No.
I mean, put it like this. If they're a threat, shoot, those would be the only men that, you know, we can get by. I mean, this dude calls her 10, 11 o'clock at night. I don't even blink an eye.
Hopefully he's not establishing that emotional connection that the brother was talking
like this,
about.
Ronnie, if he is, this isn't a straight gay. This is a, you know, 100% flamboyant.
I agree with the gentleman. I wouldn't have a problem with that because most of the gays are true to what they are. If you're gay, you're gay. I'm talking about women, I'm talking about men. And I done had, now I was in a situation years ago before I met my wife. Fine. This girl was so fine. She was like Holly Berry, looked like Holly Berry. and I swore I was getting up on her. We developed a friendship. I'm like, yeah, man. I said, yeah. Next thing you know, come lunchtime, her coworker, she come walking with her. She just as fine, too. I said, hold up. Something ain't right with this picture. So we go to the gas station. I mean, her riding out. I'm trying to crack. She said, what you think, I'm a faggot or something? What do you mean by that? And I went home crying, man. I felt like she told me, cause, like, she was a dude. Like, I like what you like. You know what I mean? I mean, that's why she said, do you think I'm a faggot? Because there'd be, like, two men together. I mean, I'm like, huh? No, I don't worry about that. Like you say, if they gay, most of them, I ain't talking about bi. It's a difference between bi and gay. I mean, if you gay, I don't have no problem with that. I don't have no problem with that.
Good words.
Got to watch out for them Al Reynolds brothers, though.
That's right.
The what?
Watch out for them Al Reynolds brothers. You know what I mean? Them dudes that the hoes that they are and getting in close connection. And then you find out that, you know what I mean?
And they slide up.
You know, I mean, it comes down to you gotta know who you can
right.
trust, man.
Right.
She may have that gay friend that said, why don't you come out to the club this one night? Shutting up. Like, you see that dude right there? He is fun. Come go get that next thing you know.
No, you tell them Al Reynolds, brother, they better watch out for Glenn with Dennis. Because if he sit there and he gonna trip my wife, listen.
Well, let me flip that around, fellas. Let me flip that whole thing around. Would you mind if your lady had a close lesbian friend?
Oh, no.
No?
What? Oh.
What?
No,
no,
sir.
No?
No.
Why not?
No.
Talk to me.
They playing on the same playing field. Oh, no. Oh, no.
They're waiting for that emotional distress.
No.
So no, that's off limits, huh?
That's off limits. No, sir. I don't want to know it. You better not talk to it. She better not have the number. Oh no. Oh no.
Anybody want to disagree with that or agree?
You honestly know what that is. That's that right there is a real test of your manhood.
Say that, bro.
That is the test of your manhood right there. Yeah, if you got your girl spending time with a lesbian, man, what?
What can you tell me? Hey, how can you even? Ain't nothing you can say. Hey, don't even bring it up.
I got to go to rehab, though. I can't even.
I mean, if your wife or your girlfriend's been homies with this person for years and years, and you know she just turned out to be gay. I mean, look at your wife. What if your wife had a problem with you and one of your homeboys since high school? You kind of found out he's gay, and you know what I'm saying, is your wife gonna really have a problem with you two hanging out? I mean, I don't know. I think I might be stretching a little area. I understand the insecurity, but I might be stretching a little bit if this is somebody who is her friend, you know what I mean, especially beforehand. You know, they've been friends for a while, and she just happens to be gay. I mean, I don't know about that.
That's a hard pill to swallow, though, boy. That's a hard pill to swallow. I don't know. I ain't going to lie. I couldn't deal with it. I couldn't deal with it.
I think we kind of took it to that point where we started talking about a lot of this situation, like, you know, coming from the workplace. I mean, you know, your spouse working in the workplace, and she ends up confiding in this female who happens to be a lesbian. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's different when, like I said, we said this earlier in the talk. If you establish that in a relationship, you know what I mean? If you really put that down and then you put that out, and then you just have to accept that person. If you continue to talk to that person, you go on and go forth and you get married, that something comes along with it. But when you're working in the workplace and your spouse ends up meeting, confiding in this woman, and she just happens to be lesbian, I mean, that's just,
no, that's different.
Just that's, to me, that's totally different. You know, it's just like the women were saying on their talk. You know,
what the problem is that we have a tendency of questioning our woman's sexuality, man. You know, if you think it was the gay bras, then it makes you think, you know, what was her lifestyle like before this? Did she have those tendencies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good words. And I'll flip
that whole thing around. Does anybody on the line have an attractive lesbian friend yourself?
I do.
And if she hasn't met your wife, don't you want to introduce? No, that's
nope.
Not the way.
No. Nope.
Keep them away, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what happened. My lesbian friends, she did meet my wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was when she met her, this is before my wife and I got married. And when she met her, I had to go out and do a job, an air conditioning job. And she was standing out there talking to my wife. And then when I came back, my friend was gone. And my wife told me, Brian, do you know what she said to me? I said, what did she say to you? She said, if you mess over my boy, I'm going to come after you. ASS. That's what she said.
Leave him alone. But, I mean, isn't that one thing, though? Would you leave your... You had to run out of the house right quick. Would you leave your partner at your house with your wife?
Oh,
no. No.
So y'all were leaving with the gay dude, but wouldn't leave her with the lesbian?
Oh,
no.
Wow. We have to check our license.
This is your boy. $100,000. This is your boy. You wouldn't leave your boy with your lady? Yeah,
man,
right,
I wouldn't leave with nobody.
Oh, man. How about
everybody got
to
know where you
Y'all boys wild. Y'all boys wild. It's 10:30. Got another clip. Y'all listen to this.
I honestly believe from not only this conversation, not only the research that I did in preparation for the show, and in our past discussions, I think we've all agreed that men need accolades. Men need to be acknowledged. They need to be built up. They need to be our kings. We need to treat them like that.
Even when they act like frogs?
Even when they're acting like frogs, we need to keep our mouths quiet. And we need to give them the recognition they deserve when they deserve it. And I'm not saying let your man be trifling and, you know, don't ever say anything. You know, there's balance, but women are known for nagging. You know, I hate to say it, but it's true. My first inclination when I walk through the door is to point out what's wrong. I need to refrain. I need to make sure I'm giving more positives than I am negative.
Check it. What could potentially happen if your old lady is constantly nagging on you, but your female friend is constantly bragging on you? Could that be problematic?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it could.
Yep. Indeed. Amen.
I can definitely.
It's enough pressures as a man of head of household that we go through every day, and have to come home and know that you're supposed to be backbone, that supporter of you, but she's nagging you. You know what I mean? She's kind of, you know, downgrading every. But then you have your people in the workplace or outside of your marriage. Look at you like, man, you the best husband that, you know what I'm saying? You hold it down. You holding your family down. You doing this. You get praise from other places you don't need to get praise from. We thrive upon that. And it's those things for man. Yeah.
Good words. Anybody else? The old lady nagging on you? With that female coworker bragging on you. Like, yeah, do your thing, bro. You're great. And I think we talked about the scoreboard a while back. Like, if you would put up the scoreboard of the compliments that, you know, maybe your mother or your wife, you know, or your coworker gave you, you know, where would your wife fall? what kind of numbers would she be putting up?
Well, see, the scary thing about it is when you think about it, I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and apply it to, like a credit card. You want something that gives you perks and rewards and cash back and benefits. You're not going out to no card that doesn't give you travel miles and points and things that you can redeem. I mean, and essentially what ends up happening is if you're dealing with a, if your wife is just nagging, you're not getting any rewards for your points. I mean, every dollar you spend, you're not earning any. I mean, who wants that? You want to be in a situation where you are getting some type of bonus miles, frequent flyer miles, or some type of mileage or something where you can cash it in for something. So that situation in itself can be very detrimental, because if your workplace colleague or friend or whatever, friend from back in the day or whatever, all praised and nagging, that's going to get crazy because you will seek it out. I mean, ultimately, that's what most of us guys do in some capacity. It's like, well, reward me. It's like a big man snatching the rebound down, runs the floor, gets in the post, you got to reward him. You got to give him the ball, dump it in. Don't sit out there and dribble, and shoot the three. No, he just snagged that rebound, gave the outlet, got down the court, reward him. And that's essentially what you're looking for as a guy. You're the big man in the post. You're battling life. You're battling stresses. You're battling workplace. You're battling all types of things. You would hope for it from your woman.
The words. Because if not, then you end up, you know, talking to the young, you know, the young lady at the job, or your female friend, you know, and I think we talked about that, and I'll let y'all listen to it. Hold on one second.
Me, let's roll.
Wow.
Yeah, because you know they listen to you vent.
Yep.
They listen to, and see when you vent, that's when you're telling your business.
Yep.
That's when you're giving them all the ammunition to come back and say what they won't do.
That's right. That's right.
And then you're like, man, you don't do that? You mean I can watch the game and you won't fuss and I don't have to do this? Man, hey, can we hook up?
Wow. How many times have you called for that?
Dude, more than I'd like to say on this recorded phone line. But a lot.
I had to bring my boy out. He's on there. We see you out there, Tony. But
I'm here.
Oh, okay. That's why I say I'm the ventriloquist. But you know, I'm gonna ask this question, then I'm gonna throw it to you, brother. Are there certain subjects that are taboo that you should never ever discuss with your female friends or coworkers?
Better stay out the bedroom.
Yeah.
Stay out the bedroom.
Anything else? Any other taboo subjects for the coworker, the female friend?
Problems in your house, man. Leave them alone.
Yeah. Just like Tony said the last time, everything you tell them that's wrong, you don't tell them that. Everything you said, you give them the open green light to just know what not to say. Like you say, if you tell them, oh, I got problems. What? Oh, well, I don't. Every time I watch the game, she want me to do this. Well, I don't bother them. You watch the game. Well, I like sports, too. Now they like sports. They never seen a basketball game in their life.
They like what you like.
Yeah, they like what you like. So you I don't even know how. See, that's a hard thing. You even, we talk about getting some money together or something like that. No. You know what I mean? No. No.
Thought it was something innocent like, oh, well, you know, you can watch the game with me. I don't really care.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
Wow. It'd be that simple. And before you know it, you back at your spot getting nagged while you're trying to watch the game, and you saying to yourself, man, if he said I could just come over and watch the game, she wouldn't even care.
Oh, man.
Right, man, it's just that simple, because here's the thing. For guys, all you need to do, and women know this, that's why, you know, the statement that was made, you can't share things, is women know all I have to do is plant the seed.
Yep.
Grow. I don't even have to water it. I don't have to do anything else because his mind is going to water it. His mind is going to water it for me, and then it's going to grow. I don't even have to do nothing. He's going to show up here.
And
I need to give him my address. He's going to know that he can watch the game here.
And
I'm
that's
it. Not going to bother him.
And that's where the emotional connection come in at. Because then you're going to say, man, she understand me. You know what I mean? She understand where I'm coming from. Because they're going to say all the things that, like you say. Oh, the other one praise you. Man, she all right. Man, I like her because, you know, that's where that emotional come in at. because now she's there for you. She understands your story. She understands where you come from. So you're going to like her. You're going to get, man, she all right. You know what I mean? Then you're going to start liking her as a person. Like with your wife, you'd be like, man, every time I turn around, man, all day long I've been sitting here watching Flintstones and everything. Now when I watch the game, there's a problem. So that's where the emotional connection come in at, like I said. Once you start putting your business out there and they start knowing what to say and you starting to like it and them data boys that come along with it.
Opens the door.
That opens the door.
Yeah, and listen to them tell it. Listen to them. Listen to this. Don't let them
cook you nothing.
Damn. But it just seems like the married folks at work, when we have like a conference or something out of state, they go buck wild. They go buck wild, and then come back, and then it's like these people are married with children, and they're nice and everything. But as soon as they get on the bus or get on the plane and get off, they are a totally different person. And I just don't understand that whole concept. It's like, what in the world? I've been working with you for 8 years, and then we go on this little week, 3-day trip. And you just buck wild?
What about your female friends or coworkers that could easily turn into your jump off as soon as y'all are out of town for some reason? As the brother said, what did you say, Pete? What did you say? As soon as you outside of that jurisdiction.
There it is. It's on.
You know, everything was cool. She never made any sexual advances towards you. But that changed as soon as y'all went across the state line.
State lines. And it ain't got to be state lines. It could be across the bridge in the same city. You know? I mean, oh, yeah, it gets crazy.
Mm. Rodney, you ain't even got to go that far.
Okay.
How many of our wives flipped the script after they got married?
Say again.
How many of our wives flipped the script after they got married? There's some things maybe they didn't really want to do. They know it was going to make us happy. They got that ring. Once they got that finalization, you know, I ain't got to do that no more. I ain't got to be that person.
Wow.
Half the times we all on these calls complaining about the same thing.
Good words. Anybody else? Got that friend, that coworker? Gave you a wink. Say, yeah, as soon as we get to North Carolina or Disney World, you're mine. Watch yourself.
She ready to show you her magic kingdom.
Oh, man, y'all boys are wild. Good words, fellas. Good words. Anybody else? Got a lot of folks on the line. I want to give opportunity. Anybody want to say anything on the subject, on the matter? If not,
gentlemen, get the gym membership up.
Yeah, get the creatine. Like you said, brother, get the creatine.
I mean, it's one of those things that, man, sometimes. I mean, I take a look at myself in the mirror, and, 11 years. You know, in this thing with her, you know, I done made some changes, you know what I'm saying? And it's one of those things that it can easily happen. It can easily happen. And if we don't ever have to want to worry about if there is a Denzel at the workplace, you know what I mean? We got to make ourselves our own Denzel, you know what I mean? And sometimes it comes with that physique thing, you know what I mean? Oh, you not what I married. You not what you were 10 years ago. And I'm saying, you know, you get older. Things do happen. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, while we have the chance to, you know what I mean, to, you know, stay that healthy person, you know, try to give your wife what you, I mean, because that's ultimately what it comes down to. You know, if you don't want your spouse or your wife to go anywhere outside that household, man, you got to give her what she wants.
Exactly.
You got to give her what you want. I mean, you got to, you know, she look just like you look at her when she step out of the shower, or she put on that nice outfit. That's how you got to do for your wife.
Mm-hmm.
that's how you, and I find myself, I slipped in that category a little bit. I can honestly say that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I don't want to sit here and say, you know, that gives her an open door to give herself a chance to look at somebody else different like that. But I need to get my period taken. I really do. And, it's that temptation out there. You know, we do work in the field where, you know, and we are living in that culture where it's almost easy. TV every day, you know. And, you know, you got people on TV that lives by the epitome of on to the next. You know, you open up a new magazine, you know, the next month. You know, they're talking about they met the love of their life. You know what I'm saying? It's easier for people to do that, man. It really is. So, you know, me, I have to kind of take a look within myself and say, you know what, man, Jim,
yeah, get the push-ups up.
Gotta get the push-ups up.
Because, I mean, what the brother's talking about is that with these male friends and all this stuff, I mean, should it even matter if y'all are secure in your relationship? I mean, why should you even care? Is it a trust issue, or is it basically all about your insecurities? The brother say, you know, he picked up a little weight. He wasn't, you know, wasn't drinking his creatine, wasn't doing his push-ups. Is it about your insecurities where you're like, you know, she can't be hanging with this dude or that dude, you know. Is it about that?
It's a combination of both. I think it's a combination of the insecurities, and it's a combination of still, you know, hanging with this dude because who he is. He's still a man first. So it's a combination of both, because we're going to be insecure. Like, man, you know, like he said earlier, you can't worry because you walk the streets all day long. You ain't going to be at the workplace. You know, if you're in a big city, like where I'm from, Philly, you know, downtown, you got all kinds. You got the swole ones. You got the pretty boys. You got the light-skinned ones. You got the good hair ones. You know what I mean? You got the ones with the nice car that dress nice. Then you got the ugly one that just got that listening ear. You know what I mean? So you got to be secure within your marriage and still got to always be on top of your game. You know what I mean? I learned that a long time ago because somebody can always say something that you didn't say. Same way you met your girl, your wife, you said something that the other joker ain't said to caught her ear. So you just got to always be on top of your game. You know what I mean? That's just a job, period. That's always a job. But you're supposed to have a tight relationship with your significant other and trust that she's there, if not for the pair, but just for the love of you. Now, I mean, that's few and far between, but it is out there. But you still always got to be on top of your game. You know,
brother, I got to stop you right there. Because, actually, I'm not even going to explain it. Because what you just said was so monumental. Check this out.
A moment of weakness, you know. Like, when we were going through a difficult time, it was like I was visited by almost all of the ghosts of boyfriends past. And after the fact, they all think I'm the greatest thing, and, oh, you're the one that got away, and I love you, and blah, blah, right. blah. And so when you're in a bad space with your partner and this outside thing is trying to fill you up, it's kind of like fighting with the devil, you know. You're trying to, like, look, back off, I'm taken. But in the same breath, you know, for a moment in that time when things are bad, or at least for me, I can only speak for my own weaknesses. In that moment when things were bad, like, I entertained the thought. You know what I'm saying? That was my weakness. You know, these people were showing up, and it's like, wow. And, you know, of course, unless it was something really horrible, all you can remember are these wonderful things, and they're saying all the right things, and this man is getting on your nerves, and you want to set him on fire. You know, for a moment, I entertained the thought. But then, you know, it was like, okay, time out. You know, this isn't constructive, and, you know, there's a reason that they're ex, and, you know, I pulled myself back on course, and it didn't, you know, have any real negative effect. But momentarily, I was like, devil over there is looking kind of hot.
Devil looking kind of hot, because the brother said you got to be on top of your game, because you don't know who to show up.
All the T-I-M-E. Mm.
Oh.
She said the ghost of boyfriends passed. Like, hey, just flew into town. Remember me? Remember the good times we used to have? Mm-hmm. That's what the brother was talking about, and the lady, she confirmed it. She was like, mm-hmm. yo, y'all brothers better be on top of your game.
Especially if it's that dude that he just described all in a nutshell, the dude with the good hair, light skin, dress, nice talk. You know what I mean? All wrapped up in one. That dude come back to town. He left. He went to college. He got a good job. He come back. He set foot in town. You end up in the mall. You at Christmas time, so you out shopping. She, you know what I mean? She going through a little stressful time. She see him and just like, you know what? And like you said, like we said before, especially if they didn't end on that bad note.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about timing. You know what I mean? Talk about, I mean, not everything is going to be hunky-dory all the time. It's not. But, man, got to keep your ear close to the ground.
I think most of it is because of our own insecurities, man, because of the things that we did when we were in relationships with other women and the things we did that were not right. So mm-hmm. when we get into a relationship with a woman that we really care about, then we wind up having all of these inconsistencies about different things that's going on with them. And wondering what they're thinking about this person because of the things that we did wrong. You know what I mean? Because I've done a lot of crazy stuff, man. So you know, in that case, man, I would never sleep at night. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's how it was. You know, even, like I said, when we, you know. That's exactly what you just said. That's how it. You know what I mean? You know, finding out the ex. You know what I mean? Some of them, you know, close to that.
And that's where our insecurities come in at.
And to it, you know, that comes in it. And I mean, you know, when we got insecurities, I mean, my signs are one thing.
Hey, breaking up, brother. Breaking up, brother.
Breaking up real bad.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Okay. Just like, you know, things like on TV, like we were talking about Denzel a little earlier. You know, if you find that your spouse got a little liking for an actor or whatever, little Denzel, you got to start picking up on those things. You know what I mean? She may not.
Oh, he is, man. What about Idris Elba? That's what I hear about all the women screaming about now, man.
The dude from The Wire.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Up on those Shamar Moores, the little good head light skinned brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Get off the light skinned brother. Seriously, man.
Oh, Lord.
That brother must be light skinned. You got good head too?
I had a hard time dealing with y'all growing up, man.
They had a style.
Man, they were never in style, right?
They were only temporary. They were just a fad, a passing fad. Oh, man. Let me. Y'all boys, wild. Let me ask this final question, bro, because it's getting close to 11 o'clock. Can men and women really be friends? I mean, I ask that because don't relationships usually start from casual friendships? I mean, you look at your lady. Y'all started kicking it. Y'all was cool. It's like, hey, let's just take this to the next level. So I want to ask y'all, can men and women really be friends?
Well, it was hard for me, brother.
I don't think, to be real friends, I don't think so. Because most relationships are built on friendship. A good relationship. Because my wife, to this day, is my best friend.
Mm.
I mean, my wife is my best friend. And that's one thing I thank God for. I can tell my wife anything. I mean, I ain't going to say anything out the way, but within respect. But I can talk to her like I talk to a homeboy. You know, I can talk to her about some real stuff. What's going on in my life and what I done been through. And she's a rider. Ain't few, ain't many. But like you said, a real friendship, I think that's what relationships are built off of, friendship. But just to have a friendship, female friendship, that'd be hard to do. That'd be hard to do. Unless we childhood and like we grew up like brothers and sisters or something like that. But outside of that, that's hard. That's hard to say. That's a good question.
I can't do it because most of the friends I've ever had, I was hitting them.
Oh, man, good words, B. Anybody else? Can men and women really be that tight? We're talking about friendships with the opposite sex. Can we, can we really be friends? That's the question. As Tony said, that's the $64 million question.
No, unless they, if both parties are straight, heterosexual, the answer is no.
Yeah, you got to set some boundaries up, fellas. I know in my case, some brothers might agree, some brothers may not agree, but I don't care if it's a childhood or a new friend or a coworker. If my wife got a problem with her, I'm cutting her.
Yeah.
It ain't that important.
Yeah.
It ain't that important. If she going to be like, you know what, I don't want you hanging out with Tracy. I'm like, okay. Oh, Tracy be like, yeah, I know we went to school together. You know, remember me from school? I was like, okay, you know, my man Andre 2000 said, you know, it's like we can't be friends no more. You know,
mm-hmm.
still, you know, we still cool. Went to kindergarten together, or, you know, grade school, all that good stuff. But you know what? Hey, you know.
That's
in some
like
case. Go ahead.
That's kind of like canceling the NFL package.
Oh, that's good. The brothers don't know what that is, but that's good. That's good. That's good. Some of them know what that is. Good, good, good one, B. That was good. P-Town know what it is. P-Town know what it is.
Yes, sir.
You got your NFL package back yet, bro?
No.
No.
I'm looking at it right now online.
You about to order it? You better not order it. Oh, man, good words, good words. Fellas, it's 10:57. We're going to shut this segment down, and we're going to roll over to open mic. But don't go nowhere. The conclusion. Sexual temptation is powerful, and being a Christian does not make you immune. Few men enter a female relationship planning a sexual encounter, but we all can keep it from happening. You can learn how to resist, and here's how you do it. First, recognize that everyone is vulnerable. Second, steer clear of any circumstances that would make sexual encounters possible. Take meals and business trips in trios, not duos. If feasible, let any meetings be conducted in public and with the door open. Third, back off when you sense an emotional attachment forming, even in safe settings. You can't stop that initial attraction, but you can squash its growth. Fourth and finally, fellas, be honorable. I wouldn't want any of y'all being labeled married but living a single life, which is a tie back to T-Hawk's topic from 2 weeks ago. But it's never God's will to become sexually involved, physically or mentally, outside of the marriage. And last week we talked about stopping an affair before it happens. But here are a couple more tips. Don't focus on that fatty. Focus on that friendship. Don't focus on getting it wet. Focus on getting to work. Because as the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 38 says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's the end of the show, fellas, but hang on for our open mic. And to those that have to go, thanks for tuning in to the talk show for men. Hope you can join again. Do I need to tag you when? Let me stop playing with y'all, man. This show is brought to you by the head of household. We sincerely hope that you enjoy the show. And check us out again next Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And next week, fellas, we're going co-ed. So, topic's not available as of yet, but for more information, please, please feel free to visit our website, www.householdstress.com. Again, that website, householdstress.com.
Freedom over about the country.
open mic, fellas.
Well, I thought you were ready to break out the mixtapes.